Star Wars, Dark Forces, Jedi Knight. The time of the prophecy is at hand. Lord Jarrak and his Dark Jedi have arrived on Rusan and taken control of the Valley of the Jedi, where the spirits of thousands of Jedi lie trapped. Once Jarrak taps into the power contained there, he will establish a new empire and bring the entire galaxy under his command. Only Kyle Katarn and a small band of rebels stand in his way. Hiding in the harsh badlands of Rusan, Kyle and his devoted companion, Jan Ors, search desperately for a way to stop Jarrak. But Jarrak commands an army and the power of the dark side, while Kyle and Jan have only a few refugees and Kyle's uncertain control of the Force. Kyle can only hope that the words of the prophecy will come true, that a night shall come. A battle will be fought, and the prisoners go free.
Do you see anything yet, Griff?
Not yet.
But I thought you said these bouncers come out at night.
They do, but they're hard to predict. They go where the wind blows. And I mean that for real. They move by catching the breeze and bouncing along, using flaps of skin like sails to steer themselves. You've never seen anything like it.
Well, if they're that unpredictable, maybe our idea to contact him isn't so good. I'm starting to feel exposed up here on this rock. And we brought too many settlers as backup. We'd make a big heat signature if an Imperial ship passed overhead.
Those bouncers are the only indigenous creatures on Rusan. And they're the only ones that travel these parts. Besides, if there's some prophecy, like you've been saying, Kyle, they'll know about it.
Well, how's that?
From what I heard, the bouncers are the ones who told it to your father. They still talk about him.
How did they know my father?
I guess he met them when he first brought us to Rusan. The bouncers call him the Knight Who Never Was, whatever that means.
My father could have been a Jedi, I think. Maybe the bouncers thought he was the one to fulfill the prophecy.
I see something.
Let me borrow those electro-binoculars.
Here. What do you see?
Oh, I see them all right. About 30 round things.
Huh?
With tentacles, and they're rolling and bouncing on the wind.
Yeah, that's them, all right. Huh. This is perfect weather for them to be out.
Uh-oh.
What is it, Kyle?
We have uninvited guests.
Round them up, boys. Ah, looks like we'll have good hunting tonight. Speeder bikes, one and two. Circle around and bring them in tight.
Copy that, Lieutenant Aga.
Yeah, this is gonna be fun.
I count one skimmer and two speeder bikes. They're on top of the bouncers now. Oh, they're firing!
Those troopers are going to slaughter the bouncers.
Not tonight, they won't. Not while I'm alive.
Jan, wait! You're not going to get into a firefight with those Imperials.
Well, Kyle, I don't think harsh language is going to stop them.
You'll give away our presence here. You're risking our mission, and that's more important.
Sorry, Kyle. I joined the Alliance to fight cruelty like this. That's the real mission.
Oh, she's a stubborn one.
Yeah, and she's also right. Griff, if you and your people want to start settling the score, now's your chance. Take prisoners if you want to, but no one gets away.
Speeder One, what's taking you so long?
Sorry, Lieutenant. Some of the bouncers nearly got away from us, but they're all rounded up now. You and the boys on the skimmer can fire and...
What's happening? Speeder Two, report!
Sir, we're taking fire from the rocks at zero pound!
Pilot, get the skimmer on the ground. Double time!
Skimmer dusting down. Cycling the landing gear. Zeta-1-9 is on the deck, sir.
Deploy the squad. Go, go, go! Take cover behind those rocks.
Now what, sir?
Now we find the rebels who opened fire on us, you idiot!
Standard procedure is to call for backup.
Now the skimmer can act as backup. Besides, haven't you forgotten that we're 10 clicks outside our designated patrol zone? That we only came here to do a little good old bouncer hunting? You want Lord Jarrak to start asking questions if we call for help this far out of position?
No, sir.
Well, then move out and find those rebels!
Kyle. We've got to finish them off before they bring an entire battle group down on our heads.
Are you two insane? Now we've got 6 stormtroopers and an armed patrol craft looking for us.
I'll take care of the troopers.
Any sign of them, Sergeant?
No, sir. It could have been a hit-and-fade mission.
Oh, they wouldn't want to give away their position so easily. That would be stupid.
You're right. It would be.
Look out!
He's right here!
Kyle, that was
necessary.
This is Zeta-1-9 to Lieutenant Aegon. Zeta-1-9 to Lieutenant Aegon. I can't reach him.
Ooh, maybe we should make a run for it.
Well, what if they're still alive? You know what they'd reassigned us to.
Yeah, then call for backup.
Well, then we'll get busted down latrine duty by the... Hey, what was that?
What?
Something on the hull. They're inside the skimmer.
Hey, it's those bouncers.
Well, how'd they get inside the ship?
Well, who cares? They can't hurt you. Get it off!
Get off him! Get off!
That skimmer's a nice piece of equipment. We can use it.
Mm-hmm, and one of the speeder bikes can be fixed, I think.
I still say we should go back out and search for more stuff. Any scrap metal we leave behind will just point the way to your hideout.
Nah, it's a big desert. Yeah. We'll have to chance it. We've got to get out of here before the sun comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here come the bouncers. Looks like they're finished considering your request.
We have tumbled your quest to the mouth.
Will you help us?
Already we have helped with the killing of 2. Now the wind blows you toward danger we cannot face. But one of our number will stay with you.
I think that means yes.
His name, in your language, is Floater.
Yes, I will guide you to the Valley of the Jedi.
Thank you, Floater. Do you think we'll succeed?
All know that a night shall come, that a battle will be fought, and the prisoners go free. Perhaps that will be now.
Perhaps. That's not exactly a ringing endorsement.
Lead the way, Floater. We'll just have to hope that this goes our way.
No. No, so much blood. No, I'm sorry. I had to kill you.
Wake up, boy.
What?
Yon, I said wake up.
What? Oh, Bach, I was dreaming.
So I heard.
I had a... Did you ever dream about blood?
Every night. It keeps me warm. Now get on your feet. Jerek has asked for you.
Ah, my youngest pupil. You may enter.
How can I serve you, Lord Jarek?
I sense great promise in you, Yon, but also self-doubt. You fear failure?
Yes, my lord.
Good. Your fear will make you stronger. Fear, hate, these are the tools you must use. Fear failure, and you will not succumb to it.
Yes, my lord.
I need your assistance. Phase 2 of the survey is complete. The tower is in its final stages of construction. Once it is complete, I will be able to channel the energies in the valley. Then the real work can begin. I leave for the planet's surface in 1 hour. Have you studied the survey results?
Yes, my lord. A large valley filled with thousands of Jedi graves. There are also several dozen other caves, some filled with interesting artifacts.
Potentially valuable artifacts, Yun. Just the sort of discovery to help defray the cost of this fleet and keep the Imperial watchdogs at bay.
But surely you can command any resources you require.
It is a mistake to overestimate oneself, Yon. I do not command the entire Empire. Not yet. There are those who demand compensation for the expenses I have incurred. I intend to give it to them. The items contained in the secondary tunnels will fill the Imperial coffers.
What shall I do, my lord?
Accompany me to the planet's surface. You will locate an officer called Major Vig. Take charge of his mission. His work proceeds too slowly.
Vig is a capable officer. How has he fallen behind?
More than 1,000 Jedi spirits are trapped within the valley's walls, and our efforts have stirred them up. Some of the prisoners have taken to howling through corridors, driving stormtroopers mad, and creating havoc. The Major is beside himself.
Yes!
You men, get back to work! This is insubordination! I command you, get back to work!
Can I be of assistance?
What? That depends on who you are.
I am Yun, one of Lord Jarek's personal guards.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm sorry for that. It's just that... Well, I'm just having trouble controlling my men, sir. These things, these screamers, they're driving them mad.
I believe a few executions usually bring things under control.
Oh. You see, sir, I can't kill them for this. It's not their fault. I nearly jump out of my skin myself.
Compassion. An interesting approach.
Can you do anything about these screamers, sir?
We'll see.
Back to your tomb, old spirit, or I'll blast you with the dark side of the Force.
That is not the way.
What? Who's that in my mind? Lord Jarek?
Oh, no. Pain means nothing to these lost spirits. They have suffered for thousands of years. Imagine their torment, understand the horror of it, and communicate that understanding.
Who are you? One of them?
No. I gave you the key. Use it.
I've got to succeed somehow. No harm in trying this. Reach out, the voice said. Be compassionate.
You did it, sir. How did you...
You would not understand. The matter is resolved for the moment. Get your men back to work on the double. Lord Jarek has a personal interest in this effort. There is no time to waste.
Affirmative, sir. In the meantime, would you like to see what we've discovered? We've discovered whole storerooms full of interesting devices. A tractor beam no bigger than a blaster. Medical devices almost as effective as Bacta tanks. A fusion reactor small enough to carry on a shoulder pack.
What's down here?
Now this is interesting, sir. This entire corridor is stocked with rations.
Yuck, but it's covered with...
Slime, yes, sir. We think it's a preservative. The interesting thing is, this sealer is much better than what we use for the same purpose. Here, take a look at one of the ration packs.
Are these the controls on top of the container?
Yes, sir. Just press the center button and put the pack down. Ah, lunch!
It's a self-warming ration kit. There's nothing new about that.
Look inside.
This meal is moving.
Exactly, sir. It just looks like stew that's been reheated, but something in these ration packs brings the ingredients back to life. We can't duplicate that process. The ancients who built this place had some impressive technology. It's another screamer. I've never heard one this loud before. It's getting inside my brain.
Stay calm, Major. I'll deal with it. I just need to reach out like I did before. Understand it. It's not working. It's not working.
Don't surrender to doubt, my son.
You again? Inside my thoughts?
This one is stronger, that is all. Even Jedi Masters can lose their sanity after 1,000 years of confinement. Anchor your mind. Reach out and understand. The Force will protect you. Good. Good. He returns to his tomb. You did well.
Who are you? Should I know you?
Yes. You helped to murder me. That memory haunts your dreams.
You're Ron. You were searching for the valley, but Jarek hunted you down. I helped to capture you.
And kill me. Or so you of the dark side would believe. But I am with the Force now.
Why are you helping me?
Because you preserve the memory of those you have killed. The light within you flickers, but is not dead. The fate of billions upon billions of beings rests on what will happen here. You will play a part.
What part?
That is entirely up to you.
I don't understand why you want to wait, Kyle. We have the skimmer. We have Floater, who's willing to guide us. We should make for this Valley of the Jedi as soon as possible.
I can't explain it, Jan. The time isn't right. I'm not sure why. We need to head back to the Settlers' Temple hideout and regroup. To wait.
Wait for what?
I get the feeling something's about to change. Something that will give us a lift.
Over here!
Come on, get him out of there! Get him out!
Hold on, sir!
We're trying, sir! The stone's too heavy! Construction droids are on the way! ETA, 3 minutes!
He doesn't have 3 minutes!
Major, what's wrong? I heard more screaming. By the dark side, that man!
Yes, sir, he's trapped under a boulder. This section of wall crumbled and fell on him. The boulder keeps inching down. He's going to be crushed!
No, he won't! Grab his ankles! Get ready to pull him out!
But he's stuck!
Not for long!
What's happening? What's happening?
That's impossible!
Nothing is impossible with the Force! Hurry!
Well, don't just stand there, man. Right. Pull him out. Come on.
One, two, three, four!
He's free! He's free!
Incredible. Quick, call the medic!
You're gonna hover gurney down here on the double?
I've never done anything like that before.
That was incredible, sir. That stone must have lifted a full meter off the ground. You saved his life.
I'm glad.
Well, you men, now go easy on him. Get him to the med bay! Double quick!
Yes, sir!
You see...
Ron!
You were able to let go of the dark side.
The dark side? It's true, I didn't even think about it. I just wanted to save that man's life.
And the power you needed was there. Remember that well.
Well, Jan, I hear you were a hero today.
I saved a stormtrooper, that was all.
According to the report, you lifted a stone the size of a hovercraft.
I doubt I'd be able to do it again.
That's good, Jan, because I'd hate to see us go from friends to competitors.
Cyrus, I'd never...
Still, you did well. Even Lord Jarek agrees.
Thank you.
You'd better wait until you hear what I'm about to say. You could change your mind.
A new assignment.
Hmm.
Something worse than herding these screamers around? That hardly seems possible.
Oh, but it is. Patrol 341 is 42 hours overdue. You're going to go out and find them.
No sign of the patrol, sir. No signs of debris, no ozone traces from weapons discharges.
Are you sure we have the coordinates right?
Yes, sir. This is the region 341 was supposed to patrol, but it's like they were never even here.
That's exactly what I suspect happened. You know those round blobs that bounce around the desert at night?
Bouncers, yes, sir.
Lieutenant Aegon had a dozen of them skinned and hung on the wall of his quarters.
But those bouncers wouldn't move around in this area. Too many canyons and ravines with no wind.
Exactly. I think Aegon liked to hunt these bouncers and decided to change coordinates to get to them. So where's the terrain the bouncers like?
About 10 clicks due north. It's the Badlands.
Then that's where we're going.
Jan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Kyle. I was dreaming we were allowed to sleep in.
Sounds like a nice dream. But right now we have an Imperial search party headed this way.
That means trouble. I'll get dressed right away.
Don't. Take your time.
Letcher.
Only for you.
Good, because I'd sure hate to fill out a bunch of reports explaining your untimely death. Let's go.
Hey, Griff.
Kyle? Jan?
Mm-hmm.
You heard?
Yeah. Any change in their heading?
They've stopped twice and veered off course. They're definitely looking for something, but they're not looking for us. Not yet, anyway.
They'll search the area first for debris.
That should give us some time.
Yeah.
We're stowing most of our provisions deep inside the temple. Unless the Imperials want to make a full-scale search, they won't find anything.
but we have to hide the skimmer.
And the moldy crow.
Right. We can take them to a mesa about 50 kilometers away. We can hide there and get a good view of their approach.
No, a mesa's too high. If we fly the skimmer up there, we'll rise up into clear scanner range.
But when we start moving, we'll need to be able to detect any Imperial movements before they
Quiet, both of you.
Kyle, we need to...
We don't need to do anything. Just wait.
We're almost 15 clicks off the Lost Patrol's assigned path.
Anything to report?
Well, nothing unusual. There's a collection of old ruins up ahead, but there are a lot of those scattered around Rusan.
Old ruins? Yes. I sense them through the Force. There are people there. Rebels. And one, a mind that's familiar somehow.
I don't understand, sir.
It's Katarn. I fought him back on Sullen. He let me live. Back then, I thought it was a sign of weakness, but now I wonder.
Sir!
He's here to stop Jarek, of course! But what should I do?
Sir!
Yes?
One of our scouts just reported finding a stormtrooper helmet. Based on the serial number on the inside, it belonged to a member of Patrol 341. He was shot through with a blaster bolt.
A blaster bolt? Then Katarn ambushed them.
We might still have a chance to catch the rebels, sir. What are your orders?
We'll wait until tomorrow and begin to search then.
Tomorrow, sir? But there are still 2 hours of daylight left.
We start tomorrow. Give the order.
Yes, sir. Units 3 and 4, prepare to set up a camp. Unit 1 on the perimeter.
I owed you a debt, Katarn. You spared my life back on Sullen, and now I'm sparing yours. Use the gift wisely.
Kyle? Kyle, are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine, Jan.
You went into hyperspace there for a minute.
I was sensing something. I can't be certain, but I think they have a Jedi with them, and he knows we're here.
He knows? Then why isn't he called in the TIE fighters? Why are we still alive?
I don't know, Jan, but I know that we won't have to worry about the search party for the rest of the night.
So we go in.
That's what we came for. It's time to find this Valley of the Jedi and settle this once and for all.
Let me help you.
There's a foothold right here.
Yeah.
Ow! I scraped myself on that blasted rock.
Just a little bit farther. Oh, there.
That was some climb.
You know, in the Moldy Crow, that trip up the mountainside would have taken about 30 seconds.
Yeah, and the trip to the morgue would have been even shorter. We're too close to the Imperial garrison. We'd be spotted in a second if we hadn't stowed the crow back in that ravine.
And I'm not exactly eager to fight off Imperial armor with nothing but a blaster and a hunting knife. Besides, that climb wasn't that bad.
Oh, speak for yourself. You may be used to scrambling around this rock you call a planet, but I'm beat.
Floater doesn't seem to be bothered by the trip.
Wind blows up the cannons. I'll rise.
It helps when your insides are nothing but air. I gotta rest.
No rest. Wind blows our way. The valley is close. No rest.
Sorry, Floater, but unless there's a wind strong enough to blow me forward, I gotta take a breather.
The entrance to the valley is not far. Just ahead. Come.
Floater, wait. We should stick together.
I'll go with him.
Griff, come back. Griff. Griff.
Hey, Floater. Hold on. We don't know what kind of security they have this close to
Alert,
the...
Alert! Perimeter breach! Alert! Perimeter breach!
It's a battle droid!
Intruder armed! Neutralizing threat!
No!
Intruder disabled! Submit for interrogation!
You got questions?
Here's my answer.
Oh, he's attacking that thing with a hunting knife.
I'm beginning to think everyone who comes from your planet is crazy. Blast that thing.
I don't have a clear shot. Griff's too close.
Come on.
All right. I'm gonna open you up like a can of Alderanian bean curd.
Impact weapon assault. Response. Counterattack.
Oh, my leg!
Griff, break off!
That's for everyone back on Sullen. And that's for everyone in the settlement.
Navigational controls failing.
Watch out, you're too close.
And that's for 8 years stuck on this.
Oh. M. Sit down. Failing. M.
Griff! Griff!
By the f. Oh, Kyle.
That's another death to add to the list. Jarek is going to pay.
Floater, are you all right?
Yes, but for your friend, the wind has grown still.
What do we do now? That droid might have transmitted an alert.
We should assume it did. The Imperials will send out a patrol, and they'll find the droid wreckage.
And Griff's body.
But what will they think? That he was part of a group or a lone settler who ended up in the wrong place?
We can hope for the second possibility. Smart people would leave in a hurry.
But we're not smart people.
No, we're people with a mission.
The entrance is here.
You mean that hole?
Looks more like a tunnel or... Kyle, it's an aqueduct. It was probably designed to carry rainwater down from the mountains. I'll bet it leads straight to the valley.
Poor Jarek.
I gave orders that I was not to be disturbed in this tomb.
I'm sorry, my lord, but...
I can read your thoughts already. My presence this close to the concentrated power of the Jedi spirits has doubled my power. Tripled it.
My lord,
There are intruders.
Yes, my lord. A perimeter patrol droid reported that three humans and an unclassified alien passed through Sector 2.
And?
We aren't sure, my lord. The droid was destroyed. We've dispatched other assets, but they have not arrived yet.
Interesting.
Well, sir, should I...
Be silent. With my enhanced power, I should be able to locate them through the Force. And... Ah! I have them. And it's... Why, it's Kyle Katarn!
Blasted Jedi, always talking to themselves.
Ah, Major, you must understand that I see things far beyond your pathetic senses. For instance, I see that Kyle Katarn has grown. Oh, indeed, yes. He has grown into his power. And with the help of... with the help of Ron, too stubborn even for death. Well, it is much too late. Poor Katarn is so full of anger. Anger I shall use against him.
There. It's open.
You sure this is the other end of the aqueduct?
Yeah. I think this was the grate that kept debris from getting into the reservoir.
Kyle. Is that the...
Behold, the Valley of the Jedi.
It's... There's a feeling here. Pain. Torture. It's like thousands of voices all screaming at the same time.
I don't hear anything except those TIE fighters patrolling the area.
Oh, they're here. Waiting. They've been waiting for such a long time.
So what next?
A night has come. Now. A battle will be fought.
The Imperial activity seems to be focused around that tower they built in the center of the valley. What do you see through those electrobinocs?
Not much. There are several landing pads on the tower, but they're empty and... Oh, wait. I see two people. I've seen one of them before. A woman, one of Jarek's Dark Jedi. The other one's a man. Tall. He looks like a skeleton. His eyes are covered with a strip of cloth. He must be blind.
Jarek. That tower must be part of his plan to control the energy stored here. I'm going to check it out.
I'm coming too.
And leave Floater all by himself?
Kyle, you'll need help. You'll get into trouble.
And you'll get me out, just like always.
Kyle Katarn. If I didn't love you so much, I...
She's out. Inform Lord Jarek that everything is going according to plan.
So far, so good. There have been enough boulders and rock formations in the valley to get me this close without being seen. But there's no cover between here and the entrance to the tower. Well, if I can't rely on the shadows, maybe I can rely on some good old-fashioned Imperial fear of authority. Here goes. So far, so good. Everyone's ignoring me. Just act like you're supposed to be here, and everyone assumes you are. Now, all I need is this turbo lift to open, and I'm home.
Hey! Who are you?
Who are you to ask me?
I'm the Watch Commander.
And I am one of Lord Jarek's personal...
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't see the lightsaber. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are. Now step aside. I want that turbo lift. Oh, that was close. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do this alone.
The Force is with you, as am I.
Ron? Don't you get any breaks?
Do you think this is a game, Kyle?
No, of course not. And I'm glad you're wherever you are. I really need your help.
Knowing that and admitting it signals strength. Your first test awaits. Kyle, don't give in to hate.
Don't give in to... What kind of help is that? Ron, I need... Ron? What in the name of all the stars did Ron mean by that? Well, he's bound to turn up again. In the meantime, I've got to figure out what this tower is. Is it just a landing port? This is definitely a flight deck of some kind. There's a ship docked right over there. Wait. That ship. It's the Moldy Crow. But if the Imperials have captured the Moldy Crow, that means...
Greetings, Jedi. I am Maw. Prepare to die.
Another one of Jarek's Dark Jedi. Let me show you what happened to the last one I met. You Dark Jedi always seem to talk better than you fight.
I am defenseless. Kill me.
Not if I don't have to.
Do you lack the courage? As your father did before you?
My father?
Oh, yes. I was there when we killed him. Your father was on his knees, whimpering like a child, when Jarek killed him.
No!
Oh, yes. I placed his head on the spoke where the rest of the rebel scum could...
No! By the Force, what have I done? I killed him. In anger. What?
Excellent. Excellent, Kyle Katarn. Your journey to the dark side has begun.
Jarek, I'll...
Do nothing, Katarn. Not while my three remaining pupils hold your companion hostage.
Sorry, Kyle. Looks like I can't bail you out of this one.
Chan, what did they do to you?
I beat her. For amusement.
I don't believe you've met. This is Bok. His sadism makes him an excellent Dark Jedi. And this is my second in command, Saris. And I believe you and Yun here have met before.
Yeah, I beat him too.
But let him live. A serious sign of weakness. You've grown strong since then. To that, Maw can bear silent witness.
I didn't mean to kill him. I won't do that again.
Oh, but I insist. In fact, let me show you the power of hatred.
Kyle! I've never felt anything like that.
That is just a taste of my power. Simply being in this valley increases my strength.
Once I've tapped directly into the energy imprisoned here, I will be...
Yeah, I got it. Now I know where your students learn to talk so much.
Silence!
Lord Jarek, be careful. Your energy blasts have thrown him close to his...
Kyle, run for the ship!
Later, Jarek.
My lord, he's escaping. He's going to reach the ship. Shall I?
What do you think, Yun?
Me? My lord?
Yes, you've been strangely silent.
I await your commands, my lord.
My lord, the ship!
Do you? Fortunately, I have no need of assistance. My power is quite enough to stop him. Like so!
Kyle! Oh no! Kyle!
Oh, don't worry. He's still alive down there. Find him. Destroy him.
My. Such a nasty crash. You're lucky to be alive. Or perhaps not so lucky.
I'll kill you.
I don't think so. Not without your lightsaber.
Bok, this is no time for your sadistic games.
Be quiet, boy. You're getting soft.
Saris, make him stop.
Give me that. It was a gift. My father.
Not a bad design, but it doesn't look very sturdy. Let's see. No, not very sturdy at all.
No!
Enough, Bok. Yun, inform Lord Jarek that we found Katarn and that I killed him. So easy.
No!
Yun!
I won't let you kill him!
I knew it. He's lost his nerve.
Yun, lower your lightsaber. What are you doing?
I don't know, but I know we can't keep killing. All the blood, it's wrong.
Oh, Yun, I can see that you're confused. Let me help you.
Saris, something's opened my eyes. I know there's a better way.
Of course there is, Yun. But you won't live to see it.
I do see it. The light, Saris. Can't you see how bright?
So much for him.
Murderers!
Katarn's recovered.
He's got Yun's saber. Go! Tell Lord Jarek. I'll deal with the Jedi.
You killed your friend without a thought.
And I'll treat you just the same. Jarek said you were an untrained Jedi. But I see you have some training. This will be more amusing than I thought.
Oh, I don't know how you became so twisted. You make me sick.
Let me cure you.
No. Your evil is here. That's almost the last of them. You, Yun, are you...
I'm fading into the Force. Katarn, I learned. Reach out with compassion.
May the Force be with you, Yun. Now for you and for my father, to Jarek. Thousands of them. Oh, there's power concentrated here, making it hard to focus. But I'm sure that Dark Jedi Bok came down here. Jan? Jan? Where are you? I can barely hear you, Jan! Keep yelling! I'm coming! First, I'm gonna cut you free.
Blast you, Kyle, listen! It's a trap!
Of course it's a trap. That's why this is going to cost you.
Fine, send me the bill. Just get us out of here. Those voices, it's like they're inside my head. I can't stand it.
Bach will silence them for you.
I was wondering where you'd gone to. Are you ready to play?
Indeed. Indeed. And you will find I'm twice the fun.
Two lightsabers.
You're mine now, Jedi. I'm going to drink your blood.
Get away from him!
Such courage. Such love. I think it will bring you more pain to see her die first. One small cut at a time.
No!
Kyle!
No!
Kyle. Kyle. By the gods, what happened?
What happened, my dear?
Why, exactly what I knew would happen.
Jarek, all your dark Jedi are dead.
Of course, to make room for you. That is the second time you have called on the dark side. Now you understand. The power is all around you, waiting to be used.
I'm going to stop you, Jarek.
Stop me? Kyle Katarn, you are too late to stop me. I have already succeeded. The power is mine. By my will, I have brought the power of this place into myself. I hold the curse that binds the spirits to this place. Their power is mine.
Kyle, those voices, they're getting louder.
Resist the dark side.
Resist it. No, not the dark side. Not the dark side.
Ah, can you hear them? Whining and sniveling? Is that what you seek to become? Another voice in the chorus of the weak?
I'm not the one who's going to die today, Jarek.
A lightsaber. I am to you like a star to a candlestick, and you threaten me with a lightsaber. Now, feel my full power!
I'm going to kill you!
Yes. You hate me, don't you? I killed your father. I killed Ron. I have murdered thousands. And do you know, my only regret is that I could not see their blood.
I'll see yours!
No! No, your hate must be even stronger. Focus. Only then can you destroy me.
Kyle.
I do hate you!
Kyle!
Ron, leave me alone!
Listen to me. Remember the lesson Young learned. Reach out with compassion.
I have no compassion for him. I want him dead!
Yes! Hate me!
He feeds off the dark side now. You only make him stronger. He must be cut off from the power he controls. Reach out.
Oh, reach out! Have compassion for the man who killed my father!
Reach out to him.
Give the power of the Force.
Owe him the good in us.
Jarek!
Join me, or I will destroy you.
I will join you, Jarek. Feel my strength joining with yours. Surrounding you. Shielding you from the dark side.
What?
Cutting you off from evil.
No! My power! What's happening to my power?
The Force is with you, Jared.
No! No! Katarn, I killed your father. Remember that.
I remember.
Fight me!
I don't want to kill you, Jared.
Of course you do! I held your father's head in my own hand.
After all these years, I don't want to kill you.
Are free!
Killing Jarek freed them!
Kyle, is it over?
It's over.
Oh, you did it, Kyle. After 1,000 years, you set them free.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I'm not sure. I feel lighter somehow. Mm-hmm. For years I've been hunting the murderer of my father. I hated Jarek, and now, at the end, I didn't want to kill him.
Maybe that's what it is to be a Jedi Knight. Maybe after all this time, the person that you freed was yourself. Kyle, you still with me?
I was just thinking. All this time, on all these missions, you've always been there to pull me out of trouble. When I'm with you, things always seem to work out.
We make a great team.
So, what do you say we make this a permanent partnership?
Oh, Kyle.
That is, if you can clear it with Mon Mothma.
Well, I think that's one mission I can approve on my own.
Come on. Let's go home.
Star Wars Dark Forces, Jedi Knight, adapted by John Whitman, was based on a story written by William C. Dietz as the third of a three-book story arc that bridges the events in the LucasArts Entertainment Company's popular computer games, Star Wars Dark Forces and Jedi Knight. This has been a production of Highbridge Audio in association with Tom Vagley Productions.